Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. What are you planning for this weekend? What are you planning for this month, for the seasons ahead? If there is a project on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if your kitchen cabinets are getting older or just need a pick-me-up, you don't necessarily have to tear them all out. We're going to share some tips on how you can get a brand-new look for your kitchen without breaking the bank.
And the air vents that come through your walls and your floors are definitely not the most attractive part of the home, but they are an important part of your heating and cooling system. Well, one father-daughter design team has reinvented those ugly air vents into a beautiful design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of that company called Fitz just ahead.
And textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you got to make a repair to that surface, getting that original texture back is a big hassle. But now, there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes, and we'll share the details on that new product.
But first, we are here to help you create the home of your dreams. So what are those projects that you need to achieve to get there? How can we help you do that? Well, you've got to reach on out, and we're going to give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum, because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something. So it sits down below the surface probably at least maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant. And when that dries, it'll expand and contract. And because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab. And you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future. But that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Thanks so much for joining us on this summer weekend here at the Money Pit. Up next, kitchen makeovers can cost you big, but they don't have to. We're going to tell you how you can get that new kitchen look without spending new kitchen money when the Money Pit returns.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Scretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a big project, or perhaps it's just too hot and keeping you in the house with smaller projects? Well, whatever it is that you are working on, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to share some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there is any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding like this, cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat, or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar. And by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years. And I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stains, because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped, white, chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with them about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof. Well, kitchens are one place in the house where most of us spend a lot of time, but if you feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated or drab and dull, it might not always be your favorite room. Now, the good news is there are options for getting a totally new look without breaking the bank, and those options include replacing, refacing, or just refinishing cabinets.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the difference. Replacing, of course, is just that. You tear them out and you start again. You want to replace when you're reconfiguring the layout or you're changing the existing boxes of the cabinets because the current ones are junky. Now, refacing is when you resurface the cabinets with new doors, drawer fronts, hardware, and that can be less expensive and can definitely make a huge difference without breaking the bank.
Now, how do you determine if a kitchen's a candidate for refacing? Well, you have to be happy with the existing configuration because refacing does not add or change the layout of any new cabinets. The cabinets need to be also a good quality cabinet, structurally speaking. So, for example, there's no sense refacing a cabinet that's not going to stand up for a while.
Yeah, and refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move here. You're going to repaint, you're going to restain. That's how you accomplish that makeover, and it's a great DIY project that truly delivers some good results. And with the trend in cabinets looking like gray or white, painting can be an inexpensive option that can truly update your kitchen very easily. Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree. And the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down on the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was, in fact, in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Dave in Iowa's got an issue at his money pit where something smells a little stinky, like rotten eggs. What's going on?
Oh, well, I just bought a farmhouse about 3-4 years ago, and I have this rotten egg smell in my house all the time. And I also, my sinks and my toilets and my bathtubs are all rusty. I was wondering if you have any ideas for me. I do have a water softener.
So first of all, the rotten egg smell usually happens because of a bad anode in the water heater itself. That's a rod that's immersed into the water, and over time it deteriorates.
And if you have a bad anode, it can be removed and replaced without replacing the entire water heater. The other potential cause of this is the water quality itself, but is this well water?
Yeah, this is well water.
So have you had it tested lately to see, you know, among other things, what the sulfur content is?
No, I haven't.
So I would be smart to do that. And this way you want to make sure that nothing has changed that you're not aware of in terms of the quality of the water. But typically it's because of a problem with the water heater that leads to that odor. Now, in terms of the rusty fixtures, you know, that's just going to be wear and tear. That's going to have nothing to do with the water quality for the most part.
Now we've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had a, I keep wanting to say double barrel. I always wash them one side and I rinse them the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the, you know, the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
Nope, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Happy August, everybody. It is officially kind of those last weeks of summer, so are you scrambling to get some projects done before the cooler air hits? Or are you just kind of enjoying what you've got and thinking about those projects you want to tackle once it gets colder? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit is standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, the air vents that come through those walls and floors at home, they're generally not the cutest part of your house. But a father-daughter design duo has reinvented those ugly vents into a really spectacular design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of Fitz just ahead.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we pick out our finishes for the inside of our homes, we certainly spend a lot of time choosing paint colors, the kitchen cabinets, and all of those other fun design elements. But one element I bet you hardly give a second thought to are the vents. These come through the floors, the walls. I mean, they're the most essential part of your heating and cooling system. But do you ever think about them?
Yeah, and the reason that we don't think about them is because there just weren't very many options. It was all pretty standard.
Well, that all began to change back in 2016 when the father-daughter team of Roberta and Paolo Mantenuto formed Fitz, a company that has reinvented the ugly grill vents into a beautiful design feature. We're very excited to have co-founder Roberta Mantenuto joining us right now to tell us more. Welcome, Roberta.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
What an awesome idea to make vents beautiful. I love your mission statement, which is to create thoughtful, innovative design products that are beautiful, functional, and badass. I think we could agree with all of that.
Yeah, I think, like you guys mentioned, it was just a forgotten accessory in a home that ends up showing up in every single room of a home. And we kind of all shrugged off and accepted that, you know, they had to take the form that we've always seen, which is just grilled slats. And so I'll take no credit for the product innovation. That's all my father. He thought, well, maybe there's a different way of integrating these products into your design so that they don't need to be such an eyesore. So that's exactly what he did. He patented the design from a grill into a rectangular air channel that you can actually customize so that it matches your floors and your walls and just seamlessly disappears and melts into that surface.
I mean, and that truly is what it does. When you're looking at all of the different options, you're seeing the flooring, the wall covering, the tile, whatever it is, but you're not seeing the vent. You're just seeing a very modern, beautiful, almost art installation. Like, it's stunning.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Yeah, I mean, we feel the same way. Like, we are, you know, in an industry now where we're looking at every single detail and curating every single space of our home, even down to, you know, like how it smells, what is the ambiance, the lighting. We're just, again, there's so many products on the market to really cultivate that, you know, look that you want, and there just wasn't any innovation with vents. And so we saw it as an excellent opportunity to just go into a forgotten detail and give it that sleek, modern, elevated look. And I say modern, but it really can match any design aesthetic that you have. That's really what we're trying to accomplish.
And your first product was what you call the Aria vent, A-R-I-A. And this is the vent we're talking about primarily here because it blends so perfectly with any wall or floor surface. So it looks like you take a slice of flooring or you take a section of wallpaper and it gets basically installed into the vent. And when you install the vent into that surface, whether it's a floor or a wall, it perfectly flows with the design. You hardly notice it at all, yet it's beautiful and functional at the same time. What a brilliant idea. So I guess there's a lot of folks that agree with us with a million of these sold, literally.
More than a million. I think we're almost at 2 million now.
Wow.
And a busy 8 years.
When you design the vent and you're focusing on the aesthetic, of course, the vent serves a purpose, right? It has to have good airflow. How have you guys dealt with that? Has there been any reduction in the airflow? Because people see the vent and they don't – actually, they see very little of the vent compared to the old ones, right? So they might wonder whether or not you have good airflow at it. So let's talk about that because I know you've done some testing around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely the first question that people ask is it looks great, but does it actually work and do what it's supposed to do? For that reason, we had all of our products tested by a third-party lab for airflow performance, and all of those tests were in accordance to ASHRAE standards, which is the HVAC standards. Essentially, the airflow is comparable. In fact, I guess the big question comes from people really looking at the vents and seeing if they facilitate great airflow, but what we've really learned is that the performance of your HVAC system has very little to do with the vent that's at the end of the system and more to do with the design of the system and what's really happening behind the walls. So if you have a poor performing HVAC system that's not efficient, the vent is not going to make it any better. It's not going to necessarily make it any worse. So that's where our products fit into. It's just a part of the system, not the whole system itself. And then on top of that, we've also tested our products for weight capacity. So the vents that we have can hold an excess of 300 pounds, which I think is more than what the standard is on the market.
I don't think too many folks are putting that much weight on a floor vent. I'm afraid to step on any of those vents as it is. They look fragile.
just at first glance. But, I mean, the truth is, with 300 pounds, that exceeds most ladder capacity.
Better be safe than sorry.
What about from an installation process? Is it more complicated? Is it a similar process? Can this be approached by a DIY or an advanced DIY or strictly for the pros?
Yeah, so we have a whole suite of products, some that are specifically for DIYers, so absolutely anyone can install them. And then we have a little bit more complicated products that are definitely made for a pro. Those pro ones, they need to be mounted at the sub-4 level before your flooring goes in. Or for our wall vent models, we actually have mud-in versions, so that does require some drywall mudding, which is very difficult for a DIYer. I'm sure there's some great DIYers that listen, piece of cake, but for me, that's not DIY consideration. So
yeah.
The beauty of it all is that it is a fairly simple installation. You can do it really quickly. All you need to do is have a leftover piece of your flooring, cut that, put it inside of a tray, and then drop that into the duct just like you do any other grill vent.
We're talking to Roberta Mantenuto. She's the co-founder of Fitz, a company that is dedicated to providing beautiful design elements for the home and has completely reinvented the vents that are so commonplace in all of our forced air heating and cooling systems and making them absolutely stunning. I noticed that your line has expanded since the original vents that you and your dad designed and you have helped to manage the business for. Can you talk about some of those extensions and what we're going to see in the future from Fitz?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just developing more vent solutions, but we've also expanded into other product categories like light switches and niches and support brackets for floating shelves and benches, especially in the showers. We just want to take mundane, unloved products and reinvent them. So anything that's been hanging off your walls that we've kind of just shrugged and said, yep, that's got to be there. That's a part of the functioning home. We want to change the way that you see them so that we can also prioritize form.
I mean, I love the no-see device mount just from a perspective of people always want to mess with other people's thermostats. And first of all, you're hiding them stylishly, and you're also completely avoiding that. And I'm guilty of it. I try to adjust the thermostat in the studio all the time. So, Tom, maybe this is what you need to get for me.
I do that in restaurants when it's really warm, and it's like a major deal to ask the waiter or the waitress if they could possibly raise or lower the temperature. And, you know, you get kind of a blank look, and they're trying to find the manager. And sometimes it's just easier for me to walk up to the thermostat and reset it myself.
You just help yourself?
That's very you, Tom.
I just helped myself. I only got busted once, and it was from a family restaurant that I'd gone to forever. And the co-owner of Al was like, "Stop doing that, Tom."
I didn't even know that was an option. I'm going to do that from now on. I love that.
It's not an option.
Yeah, we're not recommending it. Well, I think it's cool that you spend a lot of time just like looking at stuff that's ugly in the houses and accepted and figuring, hey, I could do better with that. I mean, there's no limit to those opportunities, and there's evidence by all the extensions you guys have already come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, so our company is all really based around innovation, right? We just want to do things that other people have really not thought about for many, many years, but also building them in a sustainable way that makes sense for us and for the end consumer. So all of our products are actually manufactured in Canada, which is where we're from, but also the United States. Absolutely everything, down to the little screws that come into the boxes, the packaging, all of it comes from U.S. and Canada.
That is so awesome. The company is called Fitz, spelled F-I-T-T-E-S. Their website is fitz.com, F-I-T-T-E-S.com. And you can find these products at select Home Depots and HomeDepot.com. Rollout has started to make Fitz more accessible across the country. Roberta Mantenuto, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit. Congratulations on the company and all the work that you guys are doing to make our homes more beautiful and functional at the same time.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Roberta Mantenuto from Fitz Vents, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit and, quite frankly, for making a beautiful sort of minimalistic design feature for something we really, really need at home. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and expensive, so we are going to share a product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. And you're going to get some expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Norm from Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us about this insulation issue.
Second story over house has a suspended ceiling with like 12 inches of insulation on top of that ceiling, on top of the suspended ceiling. Should there be a vapor barrier in between? Because there's no vapor barrier.
No. Not really necessary. So you have 12 inches on top of the drop ceiling, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in that particular case. You're good to go.
Old homes had high ceilings, and so we dropped it down a bit to match the paneling. And...
yeah. Is that drop ceiling still standing up okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, good. No, I think you're okay the way it is. There's no need to change that. And if it's an old home, it's plenty drafty as it is anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling, you know that repainting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore that original textured surface. Typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix a small area or one that's just hard to reach.
Yeah, but now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply different types of textures. You can use an orange peel texture, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture very quickly and easily to both walls and ceilings. Part of the magic is that it comes in a very simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, and that's important because it allows you to easily repair vertical or overhead in those hard-to-reach places. That nozzle system is unique. It's only available from DAP. They call it Aim Tech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where it's needed.
Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves you a ton of time and really a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, and this is a great bonus here, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Yep, so whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you want to create a new look, the 2-in-1 Spray Texture from DAP makes it easy to apply either an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn spray texture to both walls or ceilings, and you can do that with ease and accuracy. It's a good choice for both pros and DIYers. You'll find it at retailers nationwide, and it retails for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when it comes to protecting your kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be completely child safe. And I tell you, even with boys, I don't know if that's totally safe, you guys. We're going to share how you can avoid three of the most worrisome child safety hazards next.
You live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge. Oh, you people are wonderful. Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee. I hear better than I ever thought possible. Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now's a good time to reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jessica reached out saying, my bathroom sink gets cold water through the hot faucet and hot through the cold. This is the only place where it happens. Can something be wrong with the water heater or is the faucet broken?
You know, this is a really frustrating problem. It has a very simple solution. What happened here, Jessica, is that the plumber hooked up the hot water to the cold side of your faucet and the cold water to your hot side of the faucet. So you have to switch those connections, which is just underneath your bathroom sink. Once you do, all of a sudden you will have hot on the hot side and cold on the cold side. Nothing to do with the water heater, nothing to do with the faucet that's broken. It was just an issue in terms of how it was installed.
That is a great, great, great solution. Tom, what if it's a single-handle faucet and it does the same thing? How do you fix that?
Doesn't matter. You're going to have two sides, a hot water side and a cold water side. There's two feeds that go from the house plumbing into that faucet. You just have to switch them.
All right.
Well, is your family growing? Hey, congratulations. But before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, you need to make sure Home Sweet Home is safe. Leslie's got tips to help baby-proof your money pit in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, when you have a new baby coming into the house, you're like, oh, it's going to be fine. I don't have to do anything. And then you start doing your research and looking at all of the products out there that are available to baby-proof and just make your home safe from these little aliens that are coming to invade your space. And truly, these kids can get into anything and everything. So just short of having like a padded room at home, you got to do stuff at the house to make it safe for these guys. So first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but a window blind cord is one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you need to shorten all of those long cords and tie them up and away and out of reach from little hands because they can become entangled and they can strangle themselves. It is a terrible thing. Now, another concern is furniture chipping. Any piece of furniture that has a grab, a pole, a shelf, suddenly looks like the most appealing jungle gym to small kids. I can tell you, I have a coworker, Kajana, whose daughter, Mia, is now six, but when she was really little, he showed me a video, and he was like, can you help me find Mia in this video? And she was standing on top of their dresser, and she was little. Like, they find a way to climb on everything. And once they start to grab, if that furniture, if a drawer opens or something happens and it becomes off balance, that dresser can totally topple over and land right on top of your child. So you want to make sure that something like a bookcase, a TV stand, a dresser, anything, again, that is climbable, and also this can apply to a stove or a range. You want to anchor them to the wall. And a lot of these products do come with an anti-tipping bracket, and that can secure that piece of furniture to the wall, the stove to the floor, any way possible. So look for those brackets. If it doesn't come with one, do some research, find out what you can use. And one more big thing is to check your stairs and railings. Railings need to be at least 36 inches tall and have no more than 4-inch spaces between any of those spindles. And at the same time, you want to make sure those handrails are in place for all of the stairs. And you have to make sure that the handrails have a closed end. You don't want it to just kind of end and be open that you could get something caught on. It has to return back to the wall. I mean, it's so easy to catch a sweater, a sleeve, something, and then it's a fall hazard right there. So lots of stuff to start thinking about. I mean, there's smaller things and bigger things as well you can be tackling, but this is a good starting point.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, now that summer has all of a month or so left, wah, wah, it might be a good time to upgrade your grill. There's a lot of sales starting right now, so if you'd like to step up to a new BBQ, we've got tips on what to look for so you get the most bang for your buck on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. San Antonio police are investigating a pair of shootings early this morning at the gates of an Air Force base in Texas. Jackie Quinn has more.
A spokeswoman for Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland says someone opened fire from a car early in the morning. U.S. Air Force security guards weren't hurt and gathered reinforcements at the entrance. A couple of hours later, again, shots were fired at the base and armed personnel fired back. The vehicle fled. Base officials are reiterating there were no injuries and there's no threat to the installation, which houses multiple military groups. San Antonio police are investigating. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Ernesto has made landfall in the tiny British Atlantic territory of Bermuda as residents continue to hunker down. Hurricane specialist Philippe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is moving away from Bermuda but still battering the island.
Ernesto right now is located just to the north-northeast of the island of Bermuda after it passed basically directly overhead earlier this morning. It currently has maximum sustained winds of about 85 miles per hour as of the previous intermediate advisory. And right now it's moving very slowly off to the north-northeast at about 9 miles per hour. And so because the system is so large right now, it's still affecting Bermuda with significant winds and other impacts associated with the storm.
Also at townhall.com, supporters of the uncommitted protest vote movement, sparked by dissatisfaction with President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, could play a large role in the Democratic National Convention, with raucous protests expected outside and potentially inside the Chicago arena. Many of the leaders of the movement have expressed cautious optimism towards Kamala Harris' campaign, maintaining that she and the campaign haven't met their demands before the convention. You'll find news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding, bird watching,
long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints, or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Several states have implemented restrictions around livestock following an outbreak of bird flu.
It has spread to millions of poultry and 200 dairy herds across 13 states since last March. Michigan has been hit hard, leading the state to order curbs on livestock exhibitions just ahead of the fair season. Many young people who spent time and money over the last year preparing their dairy cattle for competition have been unable to show them. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. stocks drifted higher as Wall Street coasted to the close of its best week since November. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday, extending its winning streak to a seventh day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.2%. Treasury yields eased a bit following a couple of mixed reports in the U.S. economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.88%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a fire that broke out at London's Somerset House. which houses priceless artworks.
Priceless paintings by Monet, Cezanne, Van Gogh, and others were safe after firefighters worked to douse a fire at Somerset House in central London. The London Fire Brigade says the cause is under investigation. Somerset House says all staff and the public were safe. The venue had been scheduled to host a breakdancing event. The neoclassical building, which is nearly 250 years old, houses the Courtauld Gallery. The gallery is scheduled to reopen in the coming days. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Canada's two largest railroads are starting to shut down their shipping networks as a large labor dispute with the Teamsters Union threatens to cause lockouts or strikes that would disrupt cross-border trade with the U.S. Both the Canada Pacific, Kansas City, and Canadian National Railroads have stopped taking certain shipments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey towards finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I appreciate both these two men coming to talk to us and giving us advice. I picked up on the work ethic and hitting your goals, especially because that's what the school is training us to do.
And what kind of impact do you want to have with your life?
Same as Louie over here. I just want to leave a loving family, be able to provide for my family.
Mm-hmm. Where's that come from?
I'm the oldest. It's just me, my mom, my sisters.
You took over the role of the responsible male of the house, man of the house?
Yes, sir. I like to say I had a big impact on raising my sister. She makes me very proud as she grows older and the achievements that she's been able to make.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has Kamala Harris secured herself a winning ticket in the form of Tim Walz? Or has she wedded her party to a fading ideology in its death spiral? We have the answer to that and a whole lot more.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here at Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. What are you planning for this weekend? What are you planning for this month, for the seasons ahead? If there is a project on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if your kitchen cabinets are getting older or just need a pick-me-up, you don't necessarily have to tear them all out. We're going to share some tips on how you can get a brand-new look for your kitchen without breaking the bank.
And the air vents that come through your walls and your floors are definitely not the most attractive part of the home, but they are an important part of your heating and cooling system. Well, one father-daughter design team has reinvented those ugly air vents into a beautiful design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of that company called Fitz just ahead.
and textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you got to make a repair to that surface, getting that original texture back is a big hassle. But now, there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes, and we'll share the details on that new product.
But first, we are here to help you create the home of your dreams. So what are those projects that you need to achieve to get there? How can we help you do that? Well, you've got to reach on out, and we're going to give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum, because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put the sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because those the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something. So it sits down below the surface probably at least maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant, and when that dries, it'll expand and contract, and because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and you'll, there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab, and you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future, but that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Thanks so much for joining us on this summer weekend here at the Money Pit. Up next, kitchen makeovers can cost you big, but they don't have to. We're going to tell you how you can get that new kitchen look without spending new kitchen money when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Scretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a big project, or perhaps it's just too hot and keeping you in the house with smaller projects? Well, whatever it is that you are working on, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to share some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there's any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding, like the cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat, or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, And by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years. And I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stains because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped, white, chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with them about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof. Well, kitchens are one place in the house where most of us spend a lot of time, but if you feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated or drab and dull, it might not always be your favorite room. Now, the good news is there are options for getting a totally new look without breaking the bank, and those options include replacing, refacing, or just refinishing cabinets.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the difference. Replacing, of course, is just that. You tear them out and you start again. You want to replace when you're reconfiguring the layout or you're changing the existing boxes of the cabinets because the current ones are junky. Now, refacing is when you resurface the cabinets with new doors, drawer fronts, hardware, and that can be less expensive and can definitely make a huge difference without breaking the bank.
Now, how do you determine if a kitchen's a candidate for refacing? Well, you have to be happy with the existing configuration because refacing does not add or change the layout of any new cabinets. The cabinets need to be also a good quality cabinet, structurally speaking. So, for example, there's no sense refacing a cabinet that's not going to stand up for a while.
Yeah, and refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move here. You're going to repaint, you're going to restain. That's how you accomplish that makeover, and it's a great DIY project that truly delivers some good results. And with the trend in cabinets looking like gray or white, painting can be an inexpensive option that can truly update your kitchen very easily. Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree. And the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down on the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was, in fact, in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like, it's, you know.
Yep.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Active, and yeah. I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Happy August, everybody. It is officially kind of those last weeks of summer, so are you scrambling to get some projects done before the cooler air hits? Or are you just kind of enjoying what you've got and thinking about those projects you want to tackle once it gets colder? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit is standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, the air vents that come through those walls and floors at home, they're generally not the cutest part of your house. But a father-daughter design duo has reinvented those ugly vents into a really spectacular design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of Fitz just ahead.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we pick out our finishes for the inside of our homes, we certainly spend a lot of time choosing paint colors, the kitchen cabinets, and all of those other fun design elements. But one element I bet you hardly give a second thought to are the vents. These come through the floors, the walls. I mean, they're the most essential part of your heating and cooling system. But do you ever think about them?
Yeah, and the reason that we don't think about them is because there just weren't very many options. It was all pretty standard. Well, that all began to change back in 2016 when the father-daughter team of Roberta and Paolo Mantenuto formed Fitz, a company that has reinvented the ugly grill vents into a beautiful design feature. We're very excited to have co-founder Roberta Mantenuto joining us right now to tell us more. Welcome, Roberta.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
What an awesome idea to make vents beautiful. I love your mission statement, which is to create thoughtful, innovative design products that are beautiful, functional, and badass. I think we could agree with all of that.
Yeah, I think, like you guys mentioned, it was just a forgotten accessory in a home that ends up showing up in every single room of a home. And we kind of all shrugged off and accepted that, you know, they had to take the form that we've always seen, which is just grilled slats. And so I'll take no credit for the product innovation. That's all my father. He thought, well, maybe there's a different way of integrating these products into your design so that they don't need to be such an eyesore. So that's exactly what he did. He patented the design from a grill into a rectangular air channel that you can actually customize so that it matches your floors and your walls and just seamlessly disappears and melts into that surface.
I mean, and that truly is what it does. When you're looking at all of the different options, you're seeing the flooring, the wall covering, the tile, whatever it is, but you're not seeing the vent. You're just seeing a very modern, beautiful, almost art installation. Like, it's stunning.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Yeah, I mean, we feel the same way. Like, we are, you know, in an industry now where we're looking at every single detail and curating every single space of our home, even down to, you know, like how it smells, what is the ambiance, the lighting. We're just, again, there's so many products on the market to really cultivate that, you know, look that you want, and there just wasn't any innovation with vents. And so we saw it as an excellent opportunity to just go into a forgotten detail and give it that sleek, modern, elevated look. And I say modern, but it really can match any design aesthetic that you have. That's really what we're trying to accomplish.
And your first product was what you call the Aria vent, A-R-I-A. And this is the vent we're talking about primarily here because it blends so perfectly with any wall or floor surface. So it looks like you take a slice of flooring or you take a section of wallpaper and it gets basically installed into the vent. And when you install the vent into that surface, whether it's a floor or a wall, It perfectly flows with the design. You hardly notice it at all, yet it's beautiful and functional at the same time. What a brilliant idea. So I guess there's a lot of folks that agree with us with 1 million of these sold, literally.
More than 1 million. I think we're almost at 2 million now.
Wow.
In a busy 8 years.
When you design the vent and you're focusing on the aesthetic, of course, the vent serves a purpose, right? It has to have good airflow. How have you guys dealt with that? Has there been any reduction in the airflow? Because people see the vent and they see very little of the vent compared to the old ones, right? So they might wonder whether or not you have good airflow at it. So let's talk about that, because I know you've done some testing around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely the first question that people ask is, it looks great, but does it actually work and do what it's supposed to do? For that reason, we had all of our products tested by a third-party lab for airflow performance, and all of those tests were in accordance to ASHRAE standards, which is the HVAC standards. Essentially, the airflow is comparable. In fact, I guess the big question comes from people really looking at the vents and seeing if they facilitate great airflow, but what we've really learned is that the performance of your HVAC system has very little to do with the vent that's at the end of the system, and more to do with the design of the system and what's really happening behind the walls. So if you have a poor performing HVAC system that's not efficient, the vent is not going to make it any better. It's not going to necessarily make it any worse. So that's where our products fit into. It's just a part of the system, not the whole system itself. And then on top of that, we've also tested our products for weight capacity. So the vents that we have can hold an excess of 300 pounds, which I think is more than what the standard is on the market.
I don't think too many folks are putting that much weight on a floor vent. I'm afraid to step on any of those vents as it is. They look fragile just at first glance. But, I mean, the truth is, with 300 pounds, that exceeds most ladder capacity.
Better be safe than sorry.
What about from an installation process? Is it more complicated? Is it a similar process? Can this be approached by a DIY or an advanced DIY or strictly for the pros?
Yeah, so we have a whole suite of products, some that are specifically for DIYers, so absolutely anyone can install them. And then we have a little bit more complicated products that are definitely made for a pro. Those pro ones, they need to be mounted at the subfloor level before your flooring goes in. Or for our wall vent models, we actually have mud-in versions, so that does require some drywall mudding, which is very difficult for a DIYer. I'm sure there's some great DIYers that listen, piece of cake, but for me, that's not DIY consideration. So
yeah.
The beauty of it all is that it is a fairly simple installation. You can do it really quickly. All you need to do is have a leftover piece of your flooring, cut that, put it inside of a tray, and then drop that into the duct just like you do any other grill vent.
We're talking to Roberta Mantenuto. She's the co-founder of Fitz, a company that is dedicated to providing beautiful design elements for the home and has completely reinvented the vents that are so commonplace in all of our forced air heating and cooling systems and making them absolutely stunning. I noticed that your line has expanded since the original vents that you and your dad designed and you have helped to manage the business for. Can you talk about some of those extensions and what we're going to see in the future from Fitz?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just developing more vent solutions, but we've also expanded into other product categories like light switches and niches and support brackets for floating shelves and benches, especially in the showers. We just want to take mundane, unloved products and reinvent them. So anything that's been hanging off your walls that we've kind of just shrugged and said, yep, that's got to be there. That's a part of the functioning home. We want to change the way that you see them so that we can also prioritize form.
I mean, I love the no-see device mount just from a perspective of people always want to mess with other people's thermostats. And first of all, you're hiding them stylishly, and you're also completely avoiding that. And I'm guilty of it. I try to adjust the thermostat in the studio all the time. So, Tom, maybe this is what you need to get for me.
I do that in restaurants when it's really warm, and it's like a major deal to ask the waiter or the waitress if they could possibly raise or lower the temperature. And, you know, you get kind of a blank look, and they're trying to find the manager. And sometimes it's just easier for me to walk up to the thermostat and reset it myself.
You just help yourself?
That's very you, Tom.
I just helped myself. I only got busted once, and it was from a family restaurant that I'd gone to forever. And the co-owner Val was like, "Stop doing that, Tom."
I didn't even know that was an option. I'm going to do that from now on. I love that.
It's not an option.
Yeah, we're not recommending it. Well, I think it's cool that you spend a lot of time just like looking at stuff that's ugly in the houses and accept it and figuring, hey, I could do better with that. I mean, there's no limit to those opportunities, and is evidenced by all the extensions you guys have already come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, so our products, our companies all really based around innovation, right? We just want to do things that other people have really not thought about for many, many years, but also building them in a sustainable way that is makes sense for us and for the end consumer. So all of our products are actually manufactured in Canada, which is where we're from, but also the United States. Absolutely everything, down to the little screws that come into the boxes, the packaging, all of it comes from U.S. and Canada.
That is so awesome. The company is called Fitts, spelled F-I-T-T-E-S. Their website is Fitts.com, F-I-T-T-E-S.com. And you can find these products at select Home Depots and HomeDepot.com. Rollout has started to make Fitts more accessible across the country. Roberta Manzanuto, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit. Congratulations on the company and all the work that you guys are doing to make our homes more beautiful and functional at the same time.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Roberta Manzanuto from Fitts Vents, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, and quite frankly, for making a beautiful sort of minimalistic design feature for something we really, really need at home. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and expensive, so we are going to share a product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. And you're going to get some expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Norm from Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us about this insulation issue.
Second story over house has a suspended ceiling with like 12 inches of insulation on top of that ceiling, on top of the suspended ceiling. Should there be a vapor barrier in between? Because there's no vapor barrier.
No, not really necessary. So you have 12 inches on top of the drop ceiling, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in that particular case. You're good to go.
Old homes had high ceilings, and so we dropped it down a bit to match the paneling. And
yeah. Is that drop ceiling still standing up okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, good. No, I think you're okay the way it is. There's no need to change that. And if it's an old home, it's plenty drafty as it is anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling, you know that repainting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore that original textured surface. Typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix a small area or one that's just hard to reach.
Yeah, but now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply different types of textures. You can use an orange peel texture, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture very quickly and easily to both walls and ceilings. Part of the magic is that it comes in a very simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, and that's important because it allows you to easily repair vertical or overhead in those hard-to-reach places. That nozzle system is unique. It's only available from DAP. They call it AIM Tech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where it's needed.
Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves you a ton of time and really a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, and this is a great bonus here, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Yep, so whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you want to create a new look, the 2-in-1 Spray Texture from DAP makes it easy to apply either an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn spray texture to both walls or ceilings, and you can do that with ease and accuracy. It's a good choice for both pros and DIYers. You'll find it at retailers nationwide, and it retails for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when it comes to protecting your kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be completely child safe. And I tell you, even with boys, I don't know if that's totally safe, you guys. We're going to share how you can avoid three of the most worrisome child safety hazards now.
Live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now's a good time to reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jessica reached out saying, my bathroom sink gets cold water through the hot faucet and hot through the cold. This is the only place where it happens. Can something be wrong with the water heater, or is the faucet broken?
You know, this is a really frustrating problem. It has a very simple solution. What happened here, Jessica, is that the plumber hooked up the hot water to the cold side of your faucet and the cold water to your hot side of the faucet. So you have to switch those connections, which is just underneath your bathroom sink. Once you do, all of a sudden you will have hot on the hot side and cold on the cold side. Nothing to do with the water heater, nothing to do with the faucet that's broken. It was just an issue in terms of how it was installed.
That is a great solution. Tom, what if it's a single-handle faucet and it does the same thing? How do you fix that?
Doesn't matter. You're going to have two sides, a hot water side and a cold water side. There's two feeds that go from the house plumbing into that faucet. You just have to switch them.
All right.
Well, is your family growing? Hey, congratulations. But before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, you need to make sure Home Sweet Home is safe. Leslie's got tips to help baby-proof your money pit in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, when you have a new baby coming into the house, you're like, oh, it's going to be fine. I don't have to do anything. And then you start doing your research and looking at all of the products out there that are available to baby-proof and just make your home safe from these little aliens that are coming to invade your space. And truly, these kids can get into anything and everything. So just short of having like a padded room at home, you got to do stuff at the house to make it safe for these guys. So first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but a window blind cord is one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you need to shorten all of those long cords and tie them up and away and out of reach from little hands, because they can become entangled and they can strangle themselves. It is a terrible thing. Now, another concern is furniture chipping. Any piece of furniture that has a grab, a pull, a shelf, suddenly looks like the most appealing jungle gym to small kids. I can tell you, I have a coworker, Kajana, whose daughter, Mia, is now 6, but when she was really little, he showed me a video, and he was like, can you help me find Mia in this video? And she was standing on top of their dresser, and she was little. Like, they find a way to climb on everything. And once they start to grab, if that furniture, if a drawer opens or something happens and it becomes off balance, that dresser can totally topple over and land right on top of your child. So you want to make sure that something like a bookcase, a TV stand, a dresser, anything, again, that is climbable, and also this can apply to a stove or a range, you want to anchor them to the wall. And a lot of these products do come with an anti-tipping bracket, and that can secure that piece of furniture to the wall, the stove to the floor, any way possible. So look for those brackets. If it doesn't come with one, do some research, find out what you can use. And one more big thing is to check your stairs and railings. Railings need to be at least 36 inches tall and have no more than 4-inch spaces between any of those spindles. And at the same time, you want to make sure those handrails are in place for all of the stairs. And you have to make sure that the handrails have a closed end. You don't want it to just kind of end and be open that you could get something caught on. It has to return back to the wall. I mean, it's so easy to catch a sweater, a sleeve, something, and then it's a fall hazard right there. So lots of stuff to start thinking about. I mean, there's smaller things and bigger things as well you can be tackling, but this is a good starting point.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, now that summer has all of a month or so left, it might be a good time to upgrade your grill. There's a lot of sales starting right now, so if you'd like to step up to a new BBQ, we've got tips on what to look for so you get the most bang for your buck on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th. Midtown Manhattan is flat out overrun with illegal immigrants. You think I'm exaggerating? Cover the New York Post today. $5 billion we're spending a year on illegal immigrants. We're talking about encampments. We're talking about hotels. We're talking about billions for food and clothing and everything that they need. And, you know, in some states, they give free tuition to college. That's what they're doing out in California. It is insane. That's what they're doing in Minnesota. That's what they're proposing. But with us right now to talk about what this means to the average everyday person and how it can figure into a campaign and a winning one for Donald Trump is Donald Trump's co-manager, campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, and GOP political strategist. Chris, welcome back.
Brian, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
All right, so Chris, tell me the game plan to beat Kamala Harris. This is not totally a surprise to you, even though at the RNC it looked like since the assassination attempt that maybe Joe Biden was going to weather the storm. He didn't. So Harris has been in for a few weeks now. What's the game plan for victory?
You know, it's pretty simple, but you're right. After the attempted assassination of the president, and then the RNC convention, which was fantastic, highlighting all of the issues and the differences between essentially Republicans and Democrats when you talk about inflation and the border and et cetera. The Democrats, essentially from our perspective, instituted a coup. And be that as it may, they substituted, they gave, obviously Kamala Harris is now the nominee. She's picked, a governor from Minnesota, Waltz, who's just, I couldn't even begin to figure out where he is on the spectrum as it relates to his, how liberal he is. But the press has given her a free ride. I mean, and everybody knows that. It's been, a few weeks without her answering questions. She went weeks without even having to answer questions. They gave her a bit of a honeymoon. They're now going into the Democrat convention where, they're going to try and put on a show. But look, it's pretty simple. This morning, the CPI came out, and the question that you have to ask yourself really is, are you paying more or less for things now than you did 4 years ago? And that's perhaps the singular biggest contrast that exists between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, which is the state of the economy. And despite COVID and everything else that was thrown in President Trump's way, he built the world's greatest economy, then COVID wrecked it, then he did it again. And so that's the single biggest issue contrast. When you think about it, Brian, since Harris has been vice president, gas is up 51%, electricity 32%, fuel oil 50%, airfare 23%, hotels 51%, food, groceries over 21%, baby food 30%. Rent 22%. So things have exploded in cost. And, while you have the Harris campaign and while you have the Main Street media gaslighting the American people saying, oh, it's fine, everything's fine. Americans are hurting, and they know that. And Americans are smarter than the Democrats give them credit for. They're not going to be played. We've laid out, I think, a pretty comprehensive, economic plan. And when you think about it, that was reinforced by the fact that, the first policy proposal that Kamala Harris came out with was to basically steal Donald Trump's plan of no taxing on tips.
How do you feel about that? Because now Joe Biden's for it, too, and they might even offer it as legislation, Chris.
Well, look, here's the thing. Good politics makes good policy. And the Democrats are so desperate to avoid any responsibility for what they've created that they're literally willing to recast themselves in a very cynical attempt to fool voters. And it's just up to us to make sure that those, they're just not bought. I mean, you have to remember when President Trump announced this issue in June in Vegas, it was 109 degrees that day. I remember like it was yesterday. And he was roundly criticized by the press. CBS News ran this headline, which was it will cost, when Republicans want to cut taxes, that's the only time the Democrats and the press talk about how much it'll cost, something costs, never mind the fact that that's a cost to a refund to the American people. But so roundly criticized the proposal and, it's too expensive. It's a joke. It doesn't make a difference. Now all of a sudden it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's a very cynical attempt to reshape and reformat things. Again, it's up to us to make sure that people don't buy it.
Gotcha. So Chris Lacevita, our guest. Chris, here's where Nikki Haley was on. She doesn't do much these days, but she was on with Special Report last night. Advice to you guys. Cut to.
I want this campaign to win. But the campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. It's not. You can't win on those things. The American people are smart. Treat them like they're smart.
Do you think the campaign is missing the mark on those things?
I think the campaign needs to focus. That's the main thing. Look, this is a winnable election, but you need to focus.
Your thought about that, is she right?
Well, look, here's the thing. If you look at what the national media decides it's going to talk about, right, and decide what they want to emphasize, that's, you know, they'll pull that stuff out from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. It's a losing battle. When the president did his press conference at Mar-a-Lago a little over a week ago and literally stood in front of the press, the entire press, for an hour and took every conceivable question, none of those answers on the vast majority of those questions have ever been talked about. I mean, he talked about inflation. He talked about where we are in the world stage. Look, the focus of the campaign has always been about putting Americans in a better right. position to be successful. And it's going to continue to be that way. And again, we're focusing on these key issues of, you know, illegal immigration. You know, I mean, Kamala Harris comes out last night by some aide, some campaign person, and says she's no longer for Medicare for All.
Yes.
That's just a joke, because there's a ton of film with her talking about that's her number one policy proposal. So again,
but she's going to say she evolved, Chris Acevedo. You know, she's going to say she evolved on that. She evolved on fracking. She's about to do that Friday. I'll give her first economic speech. So when she says she evolved on that, what's your counterpunch?
Well, the counterpunch is, can you believe anything she says? Because for years up to now, she's espoused these positions. I mean, she believes in giving Social Security benefits to illegal aliens. Now, if you're a recipient of Social Security and you know how dire the trust fund is, are you willing and are you going to trust that Kamala Harris isn't going to bankrupt Social Security and Medicare by giving it away to illegals? That's an awful big leap for a lot of people.
So you got to walk away from Bidenomics. You can't stand behind Bidenomics at the same time walk away from it while you're still in the administration. It seems bizarre. I want you to
Bidenomics is working, according to Kamala Harris.
The Daily Mail says this. It says insider say that Trump behind the scenes at Mar-a-Lago is upset about picking J.D. Vance, that he has regrets about it. Would you say, is there any accuracy to that?
No, zero, none. I generally don't refer to British newspapers as my first place of information. I'll say that, number one. Number two, no, it's 100% not true. They talk 2-3 times a day at least. J.D.'s been fantastic in terms of laying the wood to Waltz and to Kamala Harris, who's been out campaigning. He's been a great partner. And no, it's fake news.
I think he was brilliant over the weekend on three network shows. Here's Peter Navarro, fresh out of prison, cut 15.
Trump doesn't need feasts now. He needs votes. And the current rally formula is simply not sufficiently focused on the very stark policy differences between him and Kamala Harris that will swing voters in key battleground states.
So he says your rally formula isn't working.
Right. Well, I mean, look, it's about what we talk about and what the focus is on the issues. I mean, a lot of people can say a lot of different things, but we're about pushing very specific messages. Those messages, Peter's right about pushing policy differences. That's the number one goal of the president's, the number one goal of the campaign. And we'll take every opportunity we can to actually do that. Plus, you know, we also can't forget that, you know, this is also a game of turnout. And, you know, we have to make sure that our people are motivated. We've been engaged in efforts across the country with T47 and our grassroots operations to do that. And, you know, look, it's August. It's the middle of August, and the Democrats swapped out their nominee, and they put in somebody else who's never received a vote for president, who's never really been tested. And, you know, we have plenty of time, and we're in a very good position.
So it's interesting because now you have the DNC coming up. And traditionally, and you've been doing this for a long time, traditionally the other party goes kind of dark. But you only have 80 days, and you just mentioned all the unique challenges. What is the strategy during the DNC where they're just going to bash Trump all day? He didn't love it in 2016. I knew that. And now he's not going to love it now. What's your thought? Are you going to keep him from watching it? And what is your thought from how do you get some press during that time? Would you even try?
Well, first of all, you know, you don't You don't go to Donald Trump and say, don't watch the news. I mean, don't watch the Democratic convention. That would never enter into the conversation. And besides, people forget this is a guy who has built a very big, a very successful worldwide brand. So, we value all of those things, but this much I will tell you, we will not give the left 1 inch. We're not going to give them 1 minute. We're not going to give them 1 inch. We're not going to give them 1 second of free time. We're going to take advantage of every opportunity that we can create to ensure the American people know the differences and the vital differences between, Donald Trump's campaign and President Trump and Kamala Harris and the leftist Democrats. Because the fate of the country, we truly believe, hangs in the balance.
So what will you do, Chris? Will you do? Do you have rallies planned?
After the election's over. Oh, we've got a battle plan, and I'm not going to sit and communicate it to the world today, but it's a very aggressive plan that puts us in a position to drive what we need to. I mean, look, if we spend the next 2 weeks talking about, the differences in the price of gasoline, bread, food, these types of things, and people have a clear and distinct understanding mm-hmm. that if they vote for Kamala Harris, open borders becomes basic standard policy. The rise in crime continues to stay the same. People are going to start worrying about personal security, national security, and their economic security, and that's what this is about.
Amy Walter of the Cook Report says Harris is now leading or tied with Trump in 6 of the 7 swing states. Do your polling say the same thing?
No. And as a matter of fact, the swing state polling, we still have an advantage in the Electoral College. The map still does not favor. We still have over 20 different paths to get to 270, she's got 2 or 3. And so, and understand that in large part, they're trying to redefine Kamala Harris as this new person who just showed up on the scene. And we have 12 years of information, 12 years of footage of her talking about eliminating, Medicaid. And Medicare, essentially giving illegals free benefits, taxpayer-funded benefits from health care to schooling, and then, of course, her record on crime, which is abysmal. So we're very confident in the plan that we have laid out.
I think it was about a week ago. It looks like President Trump was really ticked off at Brian Kemp again. I guess he was upset at Mrs. Kemp, too. Since that time, I saw that Lindsey Graham talked to him, and he came out and he said, I'm going to help how I can. But the two aren't talking. And Donald Trump says, I don't know if it's salvageable. You need Georgia. Kemp's successful governor. What can you do to bring them together? Or do you not think the relationship is salvageable?
Well, I mean, I don't get into those level of specifics. I just know this, that, the campaign, the president, very much focused on winning Georgia. Kemp very much wanting to win Georgia. And so I think having the common bond of wanting to win in November is stronger than anything. We have a great organization down there, and we have some great grassroots leaders. I mean, hell, we've got tens of thousands of diehard Trump supporters that are knocking on doors and doing those key things. So And actually, Brian, they actually do a lot of work with certain elements of the Brian Kemp, Governor Kemp's team. So, I mean, our focus has been really the nuts and bolts aspect of campaigning. We have a very different operation down there fueled by MAGA Nation in the state of Georgia. And we accept help and assistance from anybody.
Gotcha.
So, we'll be going back down there. We've been on TV down there for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very bullish in Georgia.
Well, I'll tell you what. Donald Trump's got a Marine who's got his back, and I know you guys are going to fight through the finish. It's a new challenge, but you've been training your whole life for new challenges.
You got it.
It's great seeing you, Chris. Thanks for the time. I know our audience really appreciates it. I know you don't do much, so we enjoy it. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Chris Lacivita, Donald Trump's co-campaign manager. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Do you suffer from sleep issues that are robbing you of the quality of life you deserve? Well, you are not alone. Over 70 million Americans struggle with recurring sleep issues. Now, after years of scientific research, the Super Patch Company is offering a limited-time 30-day risk-free trial for our 100% drug-free REM Super Patch with no melatonin and no CBD. Now you sleep like never before and finally enjoy that calm, restful sleep you've been looking for. This innovative drug-free solution is designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up less during the night. Now you can wake up refreshed, ready to conquer the day without the morning after grogginess from other sleep products. Not available in stores. Claim your 30-day risk-free trial today.
Visit supersleep.com to claim your 30-day risk-free trial now or call 800-549-0755. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial at 800-549-0755. Again, 800-549-0755.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A state trooper from Tennessee who rescued a lost dog in some very challenging weather makes today's Dean's List. Trooper Lance Willis didn't know why the traffic was so slow, but thought maybe there was a car wreck in front of him and was there to help. What he soon realized was the slowdown was because of a distressed German Shepherd that was stranded in the middle of the road. A video of the moment was caught on social media and showed the trooper coming to the rescue of a soaking wet Shepherd being gently coaxed to come into his vehicle. The scene was so heartwarming, someone posted it on social media, and there were wonderful comments, including one that said, "We need to make this human famous." The dog, by the way, is Luna, and we're happy to report that Luna is back with her family and doing well. They are all grateful for Trooper Willis, and so are we. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. It's not uncommon for physicians to receive dozens of messages every day from patients logging onto a portal with questions about their health. Now, researchers have found using artificial intelligence to respond to these queries is just as good, if not better, than having the doctor take time away from a busy patient's schedule to do so. A team at NYU Grossman School of Medicine enlisted 16 primary care physicians and had them review 344 randomly assigned pairs of AI and human responses to patient messages. What they found was that when a it came to accuracy, relevance, completeness, and tone, there was no statistical difference. And generative AI responses outperformed human providers in terms of understandability, empathy, and positivity. On the other hand, AI responses were a lot longer and more likely to use complex language, leaving researchers to conclude further training of the AI tool being used is needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. You know, in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Kurt Volker, former U.S. Ambassador to NATO, former United States Special Representative for Ukraine negotiations. Ukraine's made some huge progress. I know it's not your number one thing out there, but it's important for the country. Forget about policy. But I also want you to remember this. 3 years ago today, the Kabul fell, and we had to get all our guys out, and we didn't. And we lost 13 at Abbey Gate. And the president never took a briefing about what went wrong. He was said, first read it. Then they said, we'll give you a verbal. Then they said, it's going to be too long. And he goes, we can knock it down to 15 minutes. Ultimately, he said no. He didn't want to know what's going on. And you know what Kamala Harris said? And I have the soundbite. Were you the last one in the room to Dana Bash before he made that decision? Announced that decision. She said yes. So please don't tell me you're going to walk away from that. And if you are, I'd love to see that interview. Did you agree with President Biden's decision to pull out of Kabul and pull all our troops out? And the answer is yes. Congratulations. You officially co-authored the biggest military disaster in history. And the answer is no. Then please, Billy, you have just vilified the guy you work with and lied for the last 3 years. And did you push back at that time? Because you told Dana Bash you didn't. Now you're telling me you did? Can't have it both ways.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you do this, launch this major attack, the U.S. military will strike back. Why can't you just clearly say that?
I think we've been very clear that we're going to support the defense of Israel, and I'm not going to speculate about potential future attacks by Iran.
Well, there's so much going on. I mean, we are waiting now. Iran has promised to answer back. We are convinced they will, or else we wouldn't have all of our naval assets in the region. As close as they were, as ready to act, you could argue that we have more assets in the region now than we did when Iran originally attacked with 300 rockets and missiles. And so was our, so were their neighbors of Israel. So having said that, nothing's happened. And tomorrow, ceasefire talks are supposed to resume. We're also going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine. Let's bring Kurt Volker into the mix, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, former United States special representative for Ukraine negotiations. Kurt, should we look at the ceasefire negotiations different from Iran's retaliation?
Yeah, I think so. I'm skeptical about the ceasefire negotiations as long as Hamas continues to hold these hostages. We're trying to say we'll have a ceasefire and then get the hostages out. That's the U.S. position. I don't think Hamas sees it that way at all. I think that if they get a ceasefire, it's kind of a reward for them and shows that taking and holding these hostages worked. So we need not to send that message to them. We need to be instead getting those hostages out and saying no ceasefire until then.
But nothing, obviously that's not going to work. It hasn't worked to this point yet. And, they've done great jobs. They've done a great job in various cities. I saw they listed 18 terrorists they killed over the weekend. Sadly, there were some civilian deaths. But if you're Israel, never bring this up. I hope they're talking about behind closed doors. If their nucleus of their command structure survives, they win. So,
that's right.
And we'll be right back here in 8 months with maybe a more severe attack.
That's exactly right. So we should not be giving them a ceasefire in place and letting them recover and incentivizing this hostage taking that they've done. We have to do the opposite.
So you disagree with the pressure being put on Netanyahu and the Israelis?
Yes, yes, very much. I think that we should ease the pressure. We should be sending a signal to Hamas. You get these hostages out now. We work with Israel to get those hostages out. And the other element on this that we haven't talked about, of course, is the threat to Iran. We need to be sending a signal to Iran that not just don't, as President Biden has said, but that if you do, you will be hit.
We have no interest in showing any hostility towards Iran, just writing them checks of $6 billion, not stopping them from selling their oil. So this way they continue to fortify their government that represses their own people.
Yeah, they feel they can do this with impunity, and they may very well yet again choose to use their proxies to attack Israel, which can be very, very serious still, and in doing so, avoid any direct consequences.
You're not immune to the politics of this, and you know what's happening in November, and you also know that it looks like these college protests are going to be reinvigorated and supported even further. Your thoughts about the pressure put on the DNC this week of protests, anti-Israeli protests, pro-Hamas and Palestinian protests, as well as what's going to happen in the fall. You know that figures into this, even though in the perfect world it wouldn't. So what do you do if you're the Democratic Party now in power, for now?
Well, I'd say what they're doing right now is probably what anyone would do in their situation, is beg for a ceasefire, try to get things to calm down, take the temperature down, because you don't want this fissure within the Democratic Party to explode during the conference, the convention, or during the November election. And the problem is that they are very deeply divided, and there's a good part of the Democratic Party that feels that Israel is in the wrong and they want to do everything possible to support Hamas. And another big portion of the Democratic Party knows that, you know, we have to back Israel. Israel's the only democratic country in the region. They're not the terrorists Hamas is. So that fissure can really blow up on the Democrats, and they just want to avoid that happening.
So what's your prediction? And then I want to move on to 3 years since the Afghanistan evacuation. But what's your prediction here? I mean, we thought there was going to be attack, and I'm not looking forward to it, but we thought there were going to be attack about 5 days ago, and we're still waiting.
Yeah, my guess, if I just had to take a wild guess, how does this likely to look? Iran will want to do something from Iran just to make a point, but it's not going to be as tough and heavy as it could be. And they will instead have Hezbollah launch a big attack against Israel, which is much closer and much harder for Israel to defend against. And in doing that, hope that they get very minor blowback against Iran, and it just creates more of an Israel-Hezbollah dynamic without any consequences directly on Iranian territory.
That would be we'll see what happens. I think on some level, in reality, Israel almost wants an excuse to take out their nuclear facilities, and an attack of 300-plus rockets and missiles, I don't think we'd ever... even if we begged them to have a measured response, they would do it. Because we can't let, I mean, you know, we can, the world cannot allow them to have a nuclear weapon. Right. And Israel, what we don't understand about never again. They see the Holocaust as yesterday and October 7th as hours ago.
Yeah. And this is a great segue to talking about Ukraine as well, too, because what we see with Russia is they do things with impunity because they have a nuclear weapon. And you don't want Iran to be even more emboldened, saying, well, we've got a nuclear weapon now, too, and so you can't attack us because we might use it. That creates all the wrong incentives in the world. People have to know that just because you have a nuclear weapon doesn't mean you get away with things. Actually, it means that we have to hold you even more to account.
So let's talk about Ukraine. I love the move. They go into Kursk. They've taken over 28 separate towns, maybe more. The Russians are scrambling to stop it. Putin doing public berating some of his officials publicly. Mm-hmm. What is the impact of this? Because it's still a bit of a high risk because you're taking Ukrainian troops and moving them out of Ukraine into Russia.
Yeah. It's a tremendous move. And Vladimir Putin is now the only Russian leader since World War II to have provoked an invasion of Russia and lost Russian territory. So remember before this, he was comparing himself to Peter the Great and Catherine the Great. He's an accumulator of Russian lands. Well, now he ends up looking more like Tsar Nicholas II, who lost World War I, and lost the country. So this is really bad for Putin's image. Let's just put it that way. And for Ukraine, what they've done is they have now successfully forced Russia to move some of its forces out of Ukraine in order to defend Russia. This is a big deal. Ukraine was not making any gains against these really big and tough Russian fortifications that they put inside Ukraine. But they've made huge gains now inside Russia, and they're forcing Russia to pull back. And if anyone talks about a peace dynamic in the future, it's no longer only about how much Ukraine gives up. It's going to be a trade of some kind.
The only way you could ever have any talks is to do that. But what they've also done, Ambassador, is really destroy the do tremendous damage on the Russian Navy without a Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
Russia is not able to operate in the Western Black Sea anymore. And just last week, they took out a nuclear-powered submarine that was in dock. That is really significant. I think the Russians have basically had to shut down their operations in the Black Sea.
Yeah, it's incredible what's happening now, and we'll see what happens coming forward. But I get the sense that the U.S. was not given a heads up on that, and there are still restrictions on the ATACMS, right, and different things we could do with the different things they can do with the material that we've given them, including the F-16s. I assume they've gotten by now. So how do you feel about these restrictions and how it relates to escalation?
These restrictions make no sense at all, because Russia is attacking Ukraine every day, and they're doing it from bases in Russian territory. The aircraft lift off, they fire from Russian airspace, they're sending these glide bombs, they're killing Ukrainian civilians, they're killing the energy infrastructure. It is only normal and fair for Ukraine to fight back against Russia, and to tell them we don't want them to do that because we're afraid of some escalation is simply untenable. It's unacceptable. And what this operation has now shown, Ukraine has done even more than that. They've gone in and they've taken Russian territory, and it has not led to any escalation from Russia. That should tell us that Russia is not capable of that kind of escalation, and we shouldn't fear it.
Ambassador, 3 years ago, we put the most ill-advised evacuation and worst military operation in our history took place at the behest of this president. How much damage was done to the American reputation, and how much does it have to do with the turmoil we're experiencing right now?
It has everything to do with the turmoil we see now, because Putin was convinced that we did not have the will to fight. When he saw that we would not allow our forces out of the air base in Kabul to go rescue Americans who were stranded in Kabul, he knew we didn't have a will to fight then. And so that, I think, convinced him that it was safe to go into Ukraine. Once he goes into Ukraine, and then we're putting all kinds of restrictions on the Ukrainians and slow-rolling assistance, this then gives encouragement to Iran, it gives encouragement to China, that it has accelerated this deterioration of global security. And now we see that some of these actors are even working together, like Iran and Russia teaming up, Iran giving Russia the drones that it uses, North Korea giving Russia ammunition that it uses, Russia presumably helping North Korea with some missile technology. This has now become a much more difficult and much more integrated threat globally than it was before we pulled out of Afghanistan.
And you're forgetting that Russia and China are actually doing military exercise together, too.
Absolutely, yes, and not far from our coastline.
Right. And do you believe that having Donald Trump in the White House would change anything?
Well, we have to unwind it now. And the only way you unwind it is to develop and maintain a position of strength so that our adversaries know we are strong, we are capable, and we have the will. That needs to be rebuilt. Deterrence is best. It's better not to have to fight at all, because you deter your adversaries because they believe you have the will and the capability. No one believes that right now, so we have to rebuild that.
And do you believe that Trump would do that?
I think that is where he has to go. If he gets elected president for a second time, he has to rebuild that position of American strength. Now, I don't want to speak for former President Trump. Only he knows what he's going to do, and he's going to make his decisions at the time. But I don't think there's any way we stop this escalation of global conflict without rebuilding a position of American strength.
It's got to double the defense budget, and we have to at the same time audit the Pentagon and find out where all this money is going. We hear this sprawling, mostly civilian-run Pentagon, which is lacks efficiency, and we give them $900 billion, but how much is actually going to our defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is something that, you know, the Senate does regularly, but we need to get this more in front of the American people. We need to see what the money is being spent for. Is it effective? One of the things that we're learning from Ukraine is that our systems are so expensive that they can be overwhelmed by very low-cost swarms of drones. And so we have to be thinking about a very low end as well as a high end military capability. We can't let down the guard against countries like China that have high technology, but we also have to think about, you know, what about other actors? What about drones, both naval and supporting ground forces? These are things that we had not previously thought about, and we have to make sure that there's a balance in the costs of weaponry, so that if your adversary is not spending much and overwhelming, you know, what your systems are, that's not going to be sustainable.
Understood. Ambassador, I know you think a lot about this. Those are the people you hang out with that give you this great intelligence. But it's definitely a challenging time for America. And we have to, you hate to factor in politics into it, but it's all over this because we're months from an election. Kurt Volker, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
And we'll keep an eye on all of this, obviously, because I know you care about it. Listen, when we come back, I'll finish up strong. Also, keep in mind, One Nation, we're queuing up for a great show Saturday night coming out of President Trump's Pennsylvania event. We'll have the strategies for both leading up to the DNC, and I'm going to be on Fox and Friends on Sunday because of the DNC, and we got a great show on One Nation on Saturday. So don't move. Back with your calls, or if you want to write me, BrianKilmeade.com in just a moment. We have not talked about the economy. We will get to that next.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Dissatisfaction with the U.S. Supreme Court is at an all-time high. Here's why. Our Fox News survey finds a record 45% think the court is too conservative. That's more than twice as many as say too liberal. Only one-third think the court hits the right balance in its decisions. But it's not just about the court's ideology. It's politics. Over 80% think partisanship plays a role in decisions at least some of the time. No surprise then. then, most favor establishing a mandatory retirement age for justices and limiting them to 18-year terms. 8 in 10 support each of those proposals. Overall, 38% approve of the job the Supreme Court is doing, but a 60% majority disapproves. That's double the number who disapproved 4 years ago. But while Democrats and independents disapprove of the court, Republicans approve, a consistent finding since 3 justices were confirmed under former President Trump. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll-Pourri.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with David Castaneda and Justin H. Min of the Umbrella Academy, which is back for its 4th and final season. They spoke about what it was like on their last day of filming.
I was by myself. Nevertheless, I felt obviously very sad, and to say goodbye to that crew who we've been with throughout the seasons was incredibly sad.
Everyone was crying, you know, everyone was like, oh, I'm gonna miss this, and, you know, and because, it hadn't hit me, but because other people are crying, I'm like, okay, I'll start crying too, you know, so I kind of...
A couple of things that you're most proud of with this series.
I think how it sort of kept a lot of people company while we were all isolating and during the pandemic. I think that was something that is invaluable.
For both David and me, we've talked about this, the representation that we were able to showcase on the show as a person of Asian descent and as a Latino. Like, you don't see people like us in shows like this often.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists.
Well, I think the focus is how much of an emotional roller coaster this must have been, or continues to be, for Jordan Child. She went out there, she did the best floor routine that she could possibly do, and the error happened with the judges. The judges missed a dance element that should have brought her score up by 1/10 of a point. They missed it. Then her coach protested it. And she got that additional 10th, and that's why Jordan Childs was awarded initially the bronze medal and was on the Olympic medal ceremony experience. And now look what's happening. I don't understand.
Well, Dominic Dawes weighing in on Jordan Childs' situation, who she'd had her bronze medal taken away, not officially, but about to be, and given it to the Romanian, even though she had the higher score. It was all about getting to the judges with the protest right away to do the math right. Even though they did it and they reversed it and they gave her the bronze, they said, well, upon further review, the Romanian said it waited more than a minute, so give it back to me. Dominic Dawes believes that she can overcome it, said the same thing happened. She had a similar problem with China. Dawes clearly learned a lot about herself and her teammates in that situation, and she told us Tuesday she believes that Childs will come out of this just fine as well. Problem is, you got a short window with gymnastics, and you got to wait really 4 years to do anything right after, right? I mean, that's the big thing. Here's more from Dominic Dawes.
My final Olympic Games, which was in 2000, we as a team, we ended up competing and doing the best job that we could. We ended up getting fourth place, and then 10 years later, we were awarded an Olympic bronze medal because a Chinese gymnast was found to be underage. And so you do have these type of situations that do occur. They're completely outside of the control of some of these athletes. And you just learn to, I'm not going to say roll with it, but you learn to make sure it doesn't break you. You learn from it and you keep moving forward.
All I can tell you is we know more about this bronze award winner. She gets us the bronze. It reminds me of Holyfield. He knocked out his opponent in the Olympics in the semifinals. And they said he hit her after the bell, hit him after the bell. Turns out, he didn't hit him after the bell, hit him before the bell. The refs got it wrong, and therefore they kept him with the bronze. But everybody knew Holyfield's name by the end of that Olympics, and next thing you know, everybody knew his name because he was a 3-time heavyweight champ. Next, Dennis Quaid says Facebook is censoring efforts to promote his movie Reagan. Listen.
Well, I am baffled by it, to tell you the truth, because it was banned, and they haven't even seen the film. So... It seems like they don't want other people to see the film either, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, we'll set up a screening for them anytime and see for themselves. Yeah. You know, the movie is about America in the 80s and Ronald Reagan, his life, and it's about fighting communism.
Facebook told Newsweek it may have been a mistake. Reagan is supposedly the best movie. I saw Dennis Quaid at the RNC, and he told me that it's the most important movie he ever made and is his favorite movie ever made. Think about all the great movies that he's been in. It comes out August 30th. I can't wait. We're still trying to get a feature with him. I thought it would be great to get him at the Reagan Library. We're trying to work that out. But going 3,000 miles and snap a finger is not easy. And lastly, Kobe Bryant's farewell game warm-up jacket fetches $336,000. The thread's called the Black Mamba. Don, just prior to dropping 60 points on the Utah Jazz, I watched that game. His last game in 2016 at the Staples Center, racked up 35 bids. The one that won was $336,000. The jacket, which was photo match for the authenticity, has been up on the SCP auctions block since mid-July. By the way, unknown who the winner is, but definitely worth it. I still can't believe that Kobe Bryant's not around. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you tired of restless nights? Tossing and turning only to wake up groggy and exhausted? Well, say goodbye to sleepless nights and hello to rejuvenating sleep with the REM Super Patch. Our innovative drug-free solution is designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up less during the night with no melatonin and no CBD. Now you can feel refreshed and rejuvenated every morning, ready to conquer the day. Backed by years of scientific studies, discover what over 100,000 satisfied customers already know. In fact, in a recent survey, 85% of users preferred the REM Super Patch instead of other sleep aids. See for yourself why so many people trust the REM Super Patch for a better night's sleep.
Visit supersleep.com to claim your 30-day risk-free trial now. Or call 800-549-0755. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial at 800-549-0755. Again, 800-549-0755.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The investigation is underway in a pair of shootings early Saturday at the gates of a major Air Force base in Texas. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
A spokeswoman for Joint Base San Antonio Lackland says someone opened fire from a car early in the morning. U.S. Air Force security guards weren't hurt and gathered reinforcements at the entrance. A couple of hours later, again, shots were fired at the base and armed personnel fired back. The vehicle fled. Base officials are reiterating there were no injuries and there's no threat to the installation, which houses multiple military groups. San Antonio police are investigating. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at townhall.com, National Hurricane Center forecaster Philippe Pepin says Ernesto is moving to the north-northeast and continues to churn up high surf along the east coast.
It's basically got a large area, a large footprint of high seas and waves that are associated with the storm. And so that's affecting a large portion of the east coast, basically from the central Florida Atlantic coast all the way up into Long Island, basically, in New York State. And so that whole entire region in the eastern U.S. coastline are expecting to have high seas and significant rip current threats along the coast.
Huge wildfires are still burning out of control in Turkey and Greece. Authorities say temperatures as high as 108 degrees have been hampering firefighters' efforts to gain control of the fires. A powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake has struck in the Pacific Ocean off the far eastern coast of Russia.
near a major naval base, but there are no early reports of damage or injuries. The quake early Sunday prompted a tsunami warning that was later lifted. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake occurred 18 miles below the surface. Officials say that naval base is home to a major submarine operation. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
TikTok has pushed back on arguments the popular social media platform is not shielded by the First Amendment.
The U.S. Justice Department had said in a legal brief submitted last month that TikTok's owner, China-based ByteDance, as well as the platform's global and U.S. arms, were not entitled to First Amendment protections. TikTok attorneys argue the platform's U.S. arm doesn't forfeit its constitutional rights because it is owned by a foreign entity. They drew a parallel between TikTok and well-known news outlets such as Politico and Business Insider, which are owned by a German publisher.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A humanitarian crisis in eastern Congo is contributing to mpox outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa that have been deemed a global health emergency by the WHO. Congo has recorded more than 96% of the world's mpox cases this year, and the new variant discovered in the country east last year has been detected in four other African countries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Norman Hall reports Starbucks is giving its new CEO a huge pay package.
Starbucks' incoming CEO could make well in excess of $100 million in his first year with the company under an incentive-laden contract, and he will not be required to relocate from his home in California to Seattle, the home of the global coffee giant. Starbucks announced Tuesday that Brian Niccol would become its chairman and CEO on September 9th. Niccol is among the most highly sought-after corporate executives after establishing a track record of success in turning around companies that have hit a rough patch, including Taco Bell, and most recently, Chipotle. I'm Norman Hall.
If you're thinking of buying a home with the help of a real estate agent, you no longer can take it for granted that a seller will cover the cost of your agent's commission. Home sellers have traditionally offered a blanket commission to a buyer's agent when they list their home on the market, but that will no longer be allowed as of this weekend. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from Midtown Manhattan, but we're a national show. We're also heard around the world. We get emails from Norway and Australia, so we're thrilled with that. You can always get us on the app. Just click on the headsets or go to watch and just scan through, stand through, because We're seeing it on Fox Nation. You can also see the stream all the time. This hour, we're going to be joined by Governor Jim Justice, who looks to be the next senator from West Virginia as they flip the Joe Manchin seat to Republican. He used to be a Democrat, and Eric Hovde standing by. He is the got the Republican nomination. He wants to be the next senator from Wisconsin in a tough fight right now. And then we're monitoring J.D. Vance is going to be speaking today. Where's J.D.? Oh, he's going to be in Milwaukee. He's going to be doing most of the Midwest campaigning as the Donald Trump has added back an old friend, Corey Lewandowski, to the fray. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're constantly looking at the situation and making sure that, you know, that we've got what we need in place should there be an attack. We don't have a lot of certainty here. It's
right.
Not exactly clear whether there'll be one.
That is John Kirby wondering if Iran's going to attack back after the head of Hamas was murdered in Tehran. Gaza talks start. Hamas sends an emissary, but not a negotiator, as they continue to lose men and military muscle, but they are still alive as an organization. What Israel needs to do to get the hostages back and fend off Iran.
Number two.
If you had the election tomorrow, I think Harris would be a slight favorite. She's been ahead in most recent polling in the blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. We have three more months to go. There will be more surprises, and the polls have been wrong before. In both of the last two general elections, they underestimated Trump.
Right. That is Nate Silver from 538. New polls are in, and it looks like Harris higher than Biden. But the honeymoon might just be over looking at the Fox poll. And the DNC, though, just a couple of days away.
Number one.
When I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging.
25 days after announcing she's the nominee, no interviews, zero pressers, no plans. Until today, Kamala outlines her economic vision. Okay? All I see is Bidenomics, and so does Joe Biden. But she doesn't want you to, I guess, as Donald Trump gets ready to pounce and prices soar and inflation remains. But if you listen to Joe Biden, inflation's over. Let's bring in Eric Hovde, the Wisconsin Republican, a U.S. Senate candidate, taking on Tammy Baldwin. So thanks so much for being here. Eric, how's your campaign going?
Fantastic. Good morning, Brian, and good morning to all your listeners. The campaign's going fantastic. We're charging hard. We're staying on the issues about inflation, about the open border. The left has a perfect trifecta. You have Kamala Harris, who was voted the most liberal senator. You have Tim Walz, considered maybe the most liberal governor. And then you got Senator Baldwin, Tammy Baldwin, who I'm running against, who's just, I think, voted the second most liberal senator. So, you know, they've all followed the Biden economic policies, the open border, the defund the police, and, you know, socially, they're crazy. I mean, boys, they all support boys playing in girls' sports, men going in girls' bathrooms. Senator Baldwin, my candidate, gave all of our taxpayer money through an earmark to a transgender clinic, if you can believe this, in Madison, Wisconsin, that helps kids go through that transgender process without notifying their own parents. So, you know, you've got three people that are so far out there on the left, and we just got to get the word out, and I'm doing that, working hard in Wisconsin to get the word out on where she is, because she runs as a chameleon. Acts like she's somewhat moderate, but she's as far left as they come.
So you have some others in battleground states not going to the DNC. Tester's not going. He's trailing in Miami, Montana. Senator Jackie Rosen's not going. She's in a dead heat, it looks like, or slightly up in Nevada. And Senator Sherrod Brown is not going. He's in Ohio in a tough race there. So I'm wondering why Tammy Baldwin's going, because she's in a tough race with you in a battleground state.
You know, she's a rubber stamp for the progressive left. You have to understand, Tammy Baldwin is one of these senators who's been for whole life in politics. From the time she graduated college, she was on a Dane County Board of Supervisors, the State Assembly, in Congress for 16 years, and now in the Senate for 12 years. She has accomplished nothing. I think she has seven bills to her name, and two of them are renaming post offices. So when you think of her, she is a rubber stamp for whatever the progressive left wants. So, you know, It's the DNC convention. She's going to be there. And the other thing is she's running from being in our own state. She's not doing interviews like Kamala Harris. She won't debate me. I've been given one debate on October 18th. Now, think of that. Early voting starts in our state in mid-September. And we usually get 3 to 4 debates between the Senate candidates. She won't debate me because she can't run on any record. She has failed on literally everything.
So how much harder is your job with Kamala Harris running things when Joe Biden was basically dead on the water, about to get crushed, and they do this swap? What have you noticed on the ground in Wisconsin?
I don't think there has been any kind of meaningful change. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell all your listeners, don't listen to a lot of these public polls. That New York Times poll was a joke, and the left has manipulated polls because they want to suppress giving to candidates or pump up their candidates. I think there's a hard number for President Trump at around 49%. And if you look at President Trump in both 16 and 20, in 16 he was down by 6.5% in my state. He won it. In 20 he was down 7.5%. He lost by 1%. So these polls, you just got to take them with a big grain of salt. I think President Trump is still in the lead in our state. And by the way, it didn't help her by picking Governor Waltz, because you got to understand, he was the king of the lockdowns, and he's, you know, the defund the police, what they did to Minneapolis. So a lot of Minnesotans moved out of Minnesota and came over to Wisconsin because they didn't like that politics. So it actually hurt them picking Governor Waltz for the state of Wisconsin. So I was thankful when I heard, I was like, oh, you know, she just did me a big benefit.
But you mean the coach, the moderate coach?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been totally mischaracterized, whose best friend is one of the imams who's calling for an end to Israel and spouts anti-Semitic catchphrases all the time.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's so out there, you know, like Senator Baldwin, he signed a piece of legislation that if a child wants to go through, you know, the mutilation process or taking these hard chemicals that change their sex, and the parents disagree with it, the child can be taken away from the parents. Where do they get off to think that the state has more of a say on a child than the parents do? Who love that child. So it's absolutely crazy where he is, but the whole, you know, this whole group of Democrats are so far out there on the left.
All right, so we're talking to Eric Hovde, who's a Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate. Well, the Real Clear Average has you down by 6. One of the last polls has you down by 8 to Tammy Baldwin. Let's say they're even remotely correct. You know it's close. How do you close the gap there? Like, what can change in the next 80 days?
Getting out and talking about the message. And by the way, those polls are total junk. We got the big internal polls. They're vastly better than what you're quoting right there. And again, the left likes manipulating polls. But off of that subject, hammering her every day, talking about the issues. She's running from it. I have had more money spent on me attacking me than up to 3 weeks ago than any Republican senator. They spent more money on me. They started first. And they've come. Now, money's now starting to be spent on them and hitting her. And I've kicked up my spending in my race. So I love the position I'm in. Ron Johnson was down in 22 on September 1st in the state of Wisconsin by 7%. He ended up winning. And, you know, from the internal polls we're looking at, you know, maybe down 2-3%. So I love the position I'm in. And now, you know, this airways air wars is going to start changing, but it's really getting back on the issues, just talking about how she has literally failed on everything. But look, I need people's support. You know, they have a money pipeline. So, if, you know, if somebody wants to contribute, because look, this is Wisconsin's the battleground. You know this, Brian. You talk about it all the time. You know, Kamala Harris has been here. Her first stop, it was her third stop. President Trump is coming in, J.D. Vance, and if I can win this Senate seat, we can take it from a radical lefty into a conservative business guy, and we change the makeup of the Senate, not just for the next 2 years, but potentially the next 4 years. So If people want to help out, send some money to Eric, E-R-I-C, Hovde, H-O-V-D-E .com.
So listen, Frank Luntz, he does his own polling, does his own focus groups. This is what he said, Cut 22.
She's bringing out people who are not interested in voting for either Trump or Biden. So the entire electoral pool has changed. And if it continues in this direction, you have to start to consider Democrats winning the Senate and Democrats winning the House. The actual people who are participating, she's got intensity now. She's got an intensity advantage. She's got a demographic advantage. And I haven't seen anything like this happen in 30 days in my lifetime.
And part of it is it's never happened when you swap out a candidate without going through the primaries. But, Frank, Frank Luntz is bringing up what you must be seeing, Eric, in Madison. And that's the Democrats feel much more excited about Kamala Harris and are forgetting that she was a really invisible joke of a vice president. But having said that, that makes it more challenging for you on the surface, don't you think?
Again, I think this little sugar high bubble is going to come off, and if President Trump and his campaign focus on what she has said, I think a lot of people are going to move away from her. I don't think she's been a big benefit in the state of Wisconsin. Again, her pick with Waltz, I think, has been a negative for her in the state of Wisconsin. I can't speak to other states. I can only speak to my state. In the city of Madison, look, Madison's one of the most progressive cities. So, yeah, I think they got a little bit of enthusiasm. But, look, we've got 80-some-odd days, and I think as people come to learn where she stands on issue after issue, I think they're going to move away from her.
All right, we'll see. We'll see what their strategy is if it's unveiled at the pep rally, which is the DNC in Chicago. Thanks so much, Eric. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
You too. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back and take your calls. Then I got one of the great personalities in politics, Governor Jim Justice, a self-made billionaire, 36, governor of West Virginia, who's en route to replacing Joe Manchin in the Senate. They're going to need a little bit more help and hold on to their seats and get the presidency if they want to control of that. And without it, at stake, adding two more states, getting rid of the filibuster, and maybe packing the Supreme Court. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of restless nights, tossing and turning only to wake up groggy and exhausted? Well, say goodbye to sleepless nights and hello to rejuvenating sleep with the REM Super Patch. Our innovative drug-free solution is designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up less during the night with no melatonin and no CBD. Now you can feel refreshed and rejuvenated every morning, ready to conquer the day. Backed by years of scientific studies, discover what over 100,000 satisfied customers already know. In a recent survey, 85% of users preferred the REM Super Patch instead of other sleep aids. See for yourself why so many people trust the REM Super Patch for a better night's sleep. Visit supersleep.com to claim your 30-day risk-free trial now or call 800-549-0755. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial at 800-549-0755. Again, 800-549-0755.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dog miraculously rescued from an underground cave in Virginia makes today's Dean's List. A group of explorers on a tour of the cave in Narrows, Virginia, came upon the lost dog that had fallen 50 feet and was still alive. Jesse Rochette was one of the people on the scene who played a very big role in the rescue. Jesse happened to have a piece of salami with him, and he rappelled all the way down to where the dog was to try to coax her to safety. Thank goodness the dog instantly came over and ate the meat, seemingly okay. The team wrapped her up in space blankets and clothing to keep her warm. It took over 3 hours to get her to the surface as Jesse strapped the dog to his chest and they were pulled to safety. The dog was then rushed to a vet for tests and x-rays. Incredibly, she did not have any broken bones, but she did have Lyme disease and some difficulty using her back legs. Otherwise, she was okay, and they're currently looking for her human. Well done, team. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with new kids on the block who are on the road performing their hits and reconnecting with fans on the Magic Summer 2024 tour. Donnie Wahlberg says they're very grateful for those fans.
We can't do it without them. If they're not here, there's no new kids. And so to be sharing this with them and to be reliving memories and nostalgia, but also bringing so many new elements to the table with our new album and a whole new show, a reimagined Magic Summer, if you will, it's very, very special.
Joey McIntyre adds reimagining their hit 1990 tour of the same name is worth all the hard work.
It's a lot to be out on the road. You know, whether you're on the crew building the stage, driving a bus, driving a truck, or the five of us, you know, it's really a grind. But once we hit the stage, it's a beautiful thing. We really are showing up for each other, and it's exhilarating, and nothing worthwhile is easy.
The group will also be playing songs from their new album, Still Kids. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end
for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
Very obvious these steps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. And if they worked, I'd go along with it too, but they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect. But it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger, dramatically more inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act, by the way, was a disaster. It's what caused the inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act was a con job. They actually admitted that it wasn't really for inflation that they did it. They don't know why they did it, but they named it the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a very nice name. Got approved based on that. Unfortunately, people didn't understand it. I understood it. I said that's going to cause tremendous inflation, and it did, among other things like energy.
The Inflation Reduction Act was about converting America's getting rid of fossil fuels and converting everything to green energy and providing subsidies for electric cars and solar panels. That's what it was. And it was laughed at a year later when they were celebrating the one-year anniversary. Oh, it was never about inflation. And that, to me, that's between the Afghanistan withdrawal and jamming that down our throats, mislabeling it and bragging about it, that is enough to expel Biden and immediately Harris. So it's just maddening to see now price controls. I did not know this, but Richard Nixon tried price controls in the 1970s. I'm just reading about it. It was an epic fail. Why? They were getting frustrated with stubborn inflation. So he said, let me just control these prices. It was not the problem. You got to get the markets free. Bryce is listening to WOSH 1490 over in Wisconsin. Hey, Bryce.
How's it going, Brian? Big fan.
Thank you.
So I've been doing a lot of polling research recently, and I feel like these polls are not taking in the margin of error for Trump. They're underestimating him by a lot. And when you actually put that margin of error into these polls, Trump's still winning. I think that they're dismissing him way too soon.
Well, I mean, look, the Fox polls are still pretty promising. I mean, if you're even or just trailing by 1 or 2 points in battleground states, you're still doing good. No, what's so funny is they're characterizing themselves, Bryce, as underdogs. You're the incumbents. Are you kidding me? You got Air Force One, Air Force Two. You got the built-in PR machine, which is the White House. That's why incumbents win almost all the time. Well, we're underdogs. To who? To Donald Trump, who's got 4 indictments and just had to go off the trail for 3.5 weeks because of a trial? Donald Trump, who's just been almost assassinated, he's still an underdog? Really? So, and while he still can't do outdoor events, and now he'll be able to because they're going to put ballistic shields around him. So, I mean, to me, I think Trump's doing good, except for he had it won. I think, Bryce, what they got to get their minds around is that it's not Joe Biden anymore. And they said, well, even if it's Harris, don't worry about it. She's least popular. Well, what they didn't picture is that she'd be totally wrapped in bubble wrap, kept from interviews, and denying her previous policies and running from the Biden administration, and that the media would buy it and not demand to find out why you're not against fracking anymore, why you're not against decriminalizing border crossings anymore, why you're not for the new Green Deal, even if it means blowing up the filibuster. We never got that, and no one can believe the press is being this compliant. So having said all that, it's up to them to adjust, and I think they're going to do a lot of these ads. But they got to also say, wait, we only have so much money. How many ads do you want me to take while the DNC is going on? So I think it's almost like keep your head down, steady the ship, and get ready. Right leading into Labor Day, we'll take the message back. Steve on WABC in New York. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Great. What's in your mind?
My mind is about the House. For the past month, they should have had hearing after hearing after hearing with every cabinet head and talk about the incompetency of Biden. How long have they known it? And always refer to it as the Biden-Harris administration and all of the failures that have been going on and how he has been hiding from the press. Right after the debate, but then all of a sudden he decides he's going to bail. But they could have made this front and center with the American people and just kept this whole thing in the spotlight and taken any of the spotlight away from Harris.
Right. It's hard to be fair to them. It's hard when no one's asking questions. I mean, they literally watched President Biden being knifed in the back, the front, kicked to the curb and walked over. And the press wasn't even curious. They said, okay, Biden's out, Harris is in. Isn't she fantastic?
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free color flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
People don't know who she is. As far as the personal attacks, I'm very angry at her that she'd weaponized the justice system against me and other people. Very angry at her. I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence.
And that is the President of the United States, after giving a very crisp speech about the economy and inflation, took some questions. And they said, you know, a lot of people want you to stop the personal attacks. And that was his response. The question is the lawfare and what has been done to him and his family, his reputation. They're not doing it as much now, but they were doing it a lot before, say, convicted felon. I'm not watching a lot of her speeches. They're the same one. And it bothers him beyond belief, especially these cases are pure folly. The one in New York is a joke. The civil trials were an absolute travesty. And then they lock him up for 3.5 weeks, and now he's got sentencing in September he's got to worry about. So I think the president's got to show more discipline than that. 78 years old. He knows so much is on the take for him personally to win. when he does personal attacks. I agree with Governor Haley. It doesn't help. Crowd size doesn't help. Her nationality doesn't help. Her gender doesn't help. All you do is focus on her track record. And if you do a good job with a good team, you should win. But how does Governor Jim Justice feel about that? He's the 36th governor of West Virginia. He's never lost an election. And he's en route up by about 30 points to being the next senator from West Virginia, flipping that seat. Who was, by the way, a Democrat who flipped being to becoming a Republican. Governor, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. First off, on that topic I bumped in with, you understand President Trump as well as anyone outside his family. And you also understand what it's like doing business at that level. So could you tell me your thoughts about what he said?
Well, I'm sure he's frustrated. And Brian, it hurts. I mean, in all honesty, you know, the attacks that come on me, you know, are surely not any fun. And from the standpoint of what President Trump is doing, you know, we all know he surely doesn't need to do this. And really and truly what he takes every day is really tough. And in addition to that, for God's sake to live, you know, the man was shot the other day. And so with all that being said, you know, I love him with all my soul. And really and truly, I know him, and I know him really, really well as his family. And I can just tell you that, he's a tough guy, but at the same time, everybody just looks over, you know, all this stuff that he has to deal with all the time, you know, all these ridiculous attacks and everything, because people really just would do anything and everything almost just to be sure that he doesn't become our next president. I can tell you that the inside track about your inside baseball, rather, about Donald Trump is something that a lot of people don't see. And that is he genuinely, genuinely cares. And the other flip side is just this. A lot of people think he's just a tough guy and his stuff doesn't hurt and they're crazy. I'm telling you, you know, absolutely it hurts and it really hurts and it really bothers him. And, you know, from time to time, he may very well, you know, just say something maybe that he would like to take back or whatever. But I'm telling you, he's a good man. And what all's happening, you know, or has happened to all these, you know, attacks, one right after another, right after another, right after another, they take a toll. They take a big time toll, and they especially take a toll as we get a little older and everything. I mean, he's not 35 years old that can, you know, run up 18 different mountains. But with all that being said, it's
right. No, everything you said is right. The Governor Justice, we're just trying to straighten out your signal just a little bit, starting to break up. But you know, another thing you guys have in common: you're a great golfer. He's a great golfer. So, and you also have people attacking you. If people Google you, you can see how they're coming after you and your business. Even though you've had unbelievable amount of success, and doesn't mean you're not a target. And you still want to give back to the country, and you still want to coach basketball for free. So that's what makes you such a unique character. Watch, you're going to have a big impact in the Senate when you get there. But you also know this. You got to do what it takes to win. The refs might be bad. The weather might be bad. The stadium might be unfair. No matter what happens. And do you agree that if you keep it to the facts, keep it to the economy, keep gender and race out of it, that that's the best recipe for winning?
Well, it probably is. I mean, there's no question. That's probably exactly right. And, Brian, I'd say one more thing. And, you know, I tried to tell everybody, you know, but, you know, Republicans in general, you know, they just kept beating the drum, you know, that Biden had to go, and he should have gone 2 years ago, or maybe even 3 years ago. But with all that being said, I still contend that what an absolute, not very smart move to beat the drum every day for Biden, you know, to absolutely, you know, get out of the race.
Well,
and get out of the way and everything else. And now all of a sudden, you know, we've got a horse race and we've got a rejuvenated Democratic Party, money coming in every direction. And President Trump can't make any bad steps because really, I mean, he could lose, and that would be catastrophic in my opinion.
Because there's the people that think that if he does lose, that means you don't get the Senate. You're the 50th. You know, if everybody holds their seat, you'll be the 50th Senate, but the vice president will be breaking you guys down like they're doing now. So you'll flip Joe Manchin's seat. But, you know, Montana, Tim Sheehy looks good in Montana, but who knows? And then you got Eric Hovde we've had on earlier in Wisconsin. He's trailing by 4 or 5. And you got some other tough battles across the country over in Nevada. So the ripple effects would be titanic because this country won't be center left. It'll be way left. Don't you agree, Governor? You used to be in the Democratic Party. This is not a Joe Manchin, Jim Justice Democratic Party.
No. This is that's just all there is to it. And Brian, listen, you know, I grew up a Republican through and through. My family, all across the board, all Republicans. And with all that being said, I ran as a Democrat because, to be perfectly honest, the Republican leadership in West Virginia at the time, I felt like they were shortchanging business. And I was not happy with them. And so really and truly, they already had their candidate. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run, and I'm going to run as a Democrat, and I'm going to beat them. And I did. And then all of a sudden, you know, when I quickly realized, good God, I couldn't get anything done in any way, I said, well, this is completely silly. I told my family, and then I went to the Oval Office, and I sat with Donald Trump, and I told him next that I was going to change. So the net of the whole thing is just this. The National Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party of good, conservative, you know, sound-thinking people. The National Democratic Party today is a bunch of lunatics. And really, if we don't really watch out, you know, this country just going more and more and more crazy, whether it be all the woke stuff or all the stuff happening on the campuses and, you know.
But wait a second, Governor. I got to stop you there. This is new Democratic Party no longer to criminalize border crossings. They're no longer for that. They're no longer for the new Green Deal. They're no longer for letting everybody into the border. She's now for border security. Now they're no longer against fracking. They're no longer against offshore drilling. What are we to believe, Governor? What they've done or what they're saying they will do?
Well, listen, Brian, in West Virginia, at least, you know, we judge people on their deeds. And really, when it really boils right down to it, Brian, if any of us believe that this is the newfound Democratic Party, that they're not really for all the things that they've done, then shame on us again. I mean, that's just all there is to it, because I know exactly what they'll do. You know, the very second that they're in control, they flip right back to where they were. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi probably said it's the very best. She said, listen, you know, if I can help you and you brag on me, then do that. If you want to trash me every day, that's okay too, but just win. And that's where the Republicans absolutely just go astray, because they want to deal with their platform or this or that and everything else. And at the end of the day, we don't win when we should win. You know, a good coach, and I've coached forevermore, and I love kids in every way, and you know that. But a good coach never loses when he's supposed to win, and he wins oftentimes when he's supposed to lose. But that's where we screw this up. I mean, how could we have not dominated in 2022? And on and on and on. You know, I mean, we cannot continue to lose when we're supposed to win. And Brian, I truly believe,
right,
you know, that our antics, and let me just say just this, that with us just, I mean, Joe Biden was the gift that just kept on giving. Why in the world did we want him out of the way?
But, Governor, again, it's not even worth talking about. But I want you to hear her new partner, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Here's a little of, you tell me if this is a good ad. They're supposed to show interaction and chemistry. Cut 16.
I called you, Tim.
Yes.
You didn't answer, Tim.
I know.
What happened?
The most important call of my life. It popped up, and we didn't recognize the caller ID, and it went to voicemail.
So it goes on, and they talk about all the things they like to eat and going back and forth. Who's Governor Tim Walz? You guys get a chance to interact all the time. Who is he?
Well, I know exactly who he is, you know, but if you go to Minnesota and you go down the streets and you talk with the folks there and everything, I honest to Pete don't think there's a chance in the world he could get elected in Minnesota as the dog catcher, you know, but really you know, who he is just a double down of Kamala Harris. And you know, it's just, Brian, it just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, these people think really that they're so elitist that they think that a commercial like that, you know, that they're cool or they're cute. And you know, but I just can't.
Well, he's for financing, not telling the parents when it comes to transitioning, putting tampons in girls' bathrooms. He was for a snitch line during COVID lockdown, COVID-19 lockdown. He wanted neighbors to report on neighbors. We watched him allow Minneapolis to burn down for 3 days, refuse to call the National Guard. And we know that he's got an imam that loves to hate Jews, that is at every major event that he's at, and he's been on the record praising him. So I don't know how he runs from that. Also denying that he got a DWI in 98, said, yeah, I got it, but it was a misunderstanding and I didn't drink anything. So, I mean, how long is he going to get a pass on this stuff?
Brian, you won't like me saying this, but, you know, he's going to get a pass on it forever. You know, in all honesty, that's where we as Republicans, you know, have got to really pivot. I mean, and really stay on task, what you're saying, you know, but the media is going to give him a pass forever. And they're going to bundle up the package and dress it up and make it look as good as it can possibly look. And in all fairness, you know, the voters, sometimes, you know, oftentimes just get glazed over, and they don't even have any idea what they're even voting for.
And how much responsibility? Because you're about taking personal responsibility, Governor Justice. How much responsibility do Republicans have? I mean, the Trump campaign's got more money than any other between their super PACs. Money's not going to be an issue. It's up to them to do what they did with Dukakis, what George H.W. Bush did with Dukakis, what George W. Bush did with John Kerry, whether it's a Swift Bowl reporting what kind of service he actually did, or Governor Dukakis talking about what a liberal he actually was. Don't you believe that it's up to the campaign to take it upon themselves to define this guy? And these
100%.
Two?
100%. Really and truly. That's why, at the end of the day, us continuing as Republicans to run through the forest screaming at the top of our lungs, you know, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, and before you know it, the voters are completely confused, glazed over, the media is beating a drum every day, you know, in support, and before you know it, we lose. Absolutely, 100%, you know, Brian, that really and truly, we, the campaign, absolutely needs to, you know, shore itself up, get on the right track, and absolutely without any question win. You know, but 100%, if we lose, our fault, you know,
right.
And we don't need to be blaming anybody else. If we lose, our fault.
Do you like the pick of J.D. Vance?
You know, I think J.D. Vance is a good man. I think he's got a great story. You know, if I could have waved a wand and everything, you know, I would have loved to have considered Mike Pompeo or Carson. You know, I thought they were really strong, especially Ben Carson. You know, strong possible picks and everything. J.D. Vance has got a great story, and he's got a lot of energy and everything else, but I really fear that a lot of the voters that J.D. Vance can bring to the table, President Trump already has, you know, and I don't know him well. He's got a great story to tell. He's a great man. He's a great patriot and everything, and a lot of energy, and I think he'll do a good job.
All right, Governor, I'll talk to you on One Nation this weekend on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Governor Justice did his job. He's up by 30 in West Virginia. That's one seat ready to flip. What about the others? We'll discuss it. Governor, thanks so much. Always great to talk to you.
All right, Brian. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Back in a moment. Brian Kilmeade.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at AbacusPays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at AbacusPays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is
3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
It's not sustainable because it's artificial. If you just put a lid on something, and if you want to explore what really happens, just go back to the 1970s. We tried it. There was a whole movement for price controls across everything because inflation was out of control and rampant, just like it is now. And so it's been tried. It does not work.
So that is Dave Ramsey talking about what's going to be proposed today, and that is Kamala Harris's first policy speech in North Carolina. She expects to win. And nobody's won since 2008 Barack Obama. So she's going to be talking about price controls. She's going to talk about anti-price gouging, putting that out together. She's also going to say we're going to have health care bills relief. So we're going to pay your health care bills. Really? Okay, we're already paying student loan debt. Is that okay? Because she's not paying it. We're all paying it. It goes into the pot or just goes into debt. Is that all right? And also, we're giving money for first-time home buyers. Now, there's FHA and all these types of loans already in our system for that that provides this for you. But that's not enough because she needs, this is outright buying of votes and vilifying corporations who employ people. And you're talking about a grocery store business, supermarkets in your neighborhood. Don't get mad at them. Don't listen to this rhetoric. On average, their profit margin is 1.6%. Other businesses, on average, a profit margin of 8.6%. So they are not the problem. You can't continue to actually vilify rich people, corporations. And I don't understand that people work for them. People work to become that.
Do you suffer from sleep issues that are robbing you of the quality of life you deserve? Well, you are not alone. Over 70 million Americans struggle with recurring sleep issues. Now, after years of scientific research, the Super Patch Company is offering a limited-time 30-day risk-free trial for our 100% drug-free REM Super Patch with no melatonin and no CBD. Now you sleep like never before and finally enjoy that calm, restful sleep you've been looking for. This innovative drug-free solution is designed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up less during the night. Now you can wake up refreshed, ready to conquer the day without the morning after grogginess from other sleep products. Not available in stores. Claim your 30-day risk-free trial today.
Visit supersleep.com to claim your 30-day risk-free trial now or call 800-549-0755. Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial at 800-549-0755. Again, 800-549-0755.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.